at Councillor Camp. We're not going to make any references to American Pie.
Right.
Okay, Dominic.
Or Carry On Films.
Or Carry On Films, yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm with Dominic Campbell. Dominic is a director for FutureGov, but also a massive advocate of social media in local authorities and government, for that matter. Can you just explain to the residents who might be listening to this what this is all about and how their councillors using social media could help them?
Sure. I mean, so we spend a lot of time travelling the country working with different local authorities, and most of the time we get the opportunity to work with officers about various service issues and how that can be, how digital can support that. But we very rarely really get the kind of time to spend with politicians. And we think, unsurprisingly, given they're the decision makers in most local areas, we thought it'd be good idea to get a time, a day, where we could get councillors from all over the country come together and talk about how they're using digital to engage with their communities, to engage with each other, and then share best sort of practice, good experiences, bad experiences, and go from there. Because the idea is, we think there's a lot of potential, a lot that's already happening in different places. How do we give everyone that kind of knowledge and share it?
Right, excellent. And the type of councillors we've got here literally range right across the spectrum, from those who have got no idea where to even start with social media, right through to some that are using it quite prolifically.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, in your time in the social media business, you must have seen some pretty innovative uses of social media. Do you think you can think of any now off the top of your head that you might want to share?
Hopefully we represented those. So at the beginning of the day, we had 7 5-minute talks from some of our favourites. So, you know, we had Facebook early on, and they talk about people like the police in Staffordshire who are using it to tell their community what's going on in terms of police work. Coventry as a city have got a great Facebook page. It has something like 18,000 fans on it, where they've really ramped up using that as a way of talking with their residents. But also you've got people like Councillor Harrington in Stockton, who's doing his councillor surgeries by Skype.
I know, I was really chuffed to hear that one, because I do the same. I've been
brilliant.
Doing that for a while.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I'm glad for your constituents to get a chance. No, that's great. Yeah. And then a range. We brought some American experience from the Obama campaign.
Yeah, that's your wife, by the way.
It is.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd promote her.
Well, I was just going to say that the quality of the speakers here has just been incredible.
Great.
I mean, we're in Facebook headquarters, which is, you couldn't have a more prestigious location for us for such an event.
I'm really pleased you say that. Yeah, I mean, the idea was to say, I mean, because it's what we call an unconference, so we're used to very structured panels and the like. But that kind of assumes that there are only three experts in the room, and at a big conference, that's obviously can't be the case.
Yeah.
And so the way that an unconference is meant to work is to say, what do you want to talk about? What are you an expert in? What do you have a question about? And so while we started with 8 experts who have interesting stories, all the way through the day, we've run something like 28 sessions through the afternoon, where people like you and your colleagues from around the country have put their hand up and said, I'm really good at using YouTube. I'm really good at using photos. I want to know more about how to tweet to be interesting. And I think that's the power of it, really.
Well, and it's a format that really works, because I am a big user of lots of different types of social media platforms, but even I've learned a lot today.
Brilliant.
And learned from councillors who don't even use it that well.
Right. Yeah,
I've learned from those guys.
Yeah, because
you know, one of the things I wanted to get out of today was to try and convince some of my colleagues to use social media.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to a couple of councillors who are new to it, but are also trying to champion it in their local authorities, and they've got some incredible ideas.
Absolutely. I've quite enjoyed the people who claim to be resistant, but they've got up at like 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning and come to a thing and to learn. So they can't be as anti as they say they are. So it gives me great hope that we can build on the kind of, so, you know, we run this site called Tweety Hall, and that's meant to list all the councillors who are tweeting around the country so you can find them. We think there's up to 1,000 councillors out of 19,000, and then there's town and parish councillors on top of that who are tweeting. And if that represents the most engaged councillors, we could say we've got a long way to go. But at the same time, I think today has shown that whilst there was a few who don't do that stuff right now, they're clearly curious and want to get into it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here. So I think we've got a long way to go, but we're at a really strong starting point.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. A lot of counsellors that I talk to who use it a lot are frustrated. I am that others don't get involved with it, but it has got to be slowly yeah. catch the monkey and let people develop at their own pace. I think absolutely. This is an evolution more than anything.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, fantastic event. Really well
I'm
done,
really
and
pleased.
I hope you do some more.
Brilliant.
By the way, while I've got you, what's happened to FutureGov?
FutureGov or Future Surrey?
Beg your pardon, Future Surrey.
I thought you might be thinking Future Surrey. With Future Surrey, we had a programme in 2011 with the council, which was about embedding digital throughout Surrey. In many ways, you could probably see that as a test. And then in 2012, the council's been sort of scratching its head, thinking about how it went, talking to partners, districts, because it was led from a county level. We're now back in with the county as FutureGov, working with what feels like a stronger movement of officers and councillors who now get it that bit more, and are now pushing an innovation agenda and seeing digital as embedded in innovation. They recognise that the cost pressures, digital has a role to play, can do more for engagement. You'll hear more of us. Right now we're just setting it up, but by the end of January we'll have some news on that.
I really hope so, because I mean, I went to that event at the University of Surrey.
Yeah.
It was a cracking event. It was a couple of years ago
now.
Yeah,
it was, yeah.
And there were some incredible ideas to come out of that, and there are some people that were at that event. For instance, you might remember Mary Dropbar.
Uh-huh, I do.
You know, she's still plugging away there at her idea.
Great.
And
You
know, and there were some fabulous ideas to come out of that, so I hope that it hasn't been forgotten.
No.
I know there might be a little bit of momentum loss with it, but
we'll
hopefully we can catch it up.
Definitely.
Brilliant. Dominic, thank you very much.
You
appreciate
too.
It.
Cheers. Bye.
I'm talking to Councillor David Harrington, who is a councillor for Stockton-on-Tees Borough Council, although it is a unitary authority. David is a cabinet member for corporate management and finance, mm-hmm. and was one of the speakers here mm-hmm. at Councillor Camp at mm-hmm. Facebook headquarters mm-hmm. At Covent Garden. Mm-hmm. Fabulous location, isn't it?
It's a fabulous location.
Incredible. I wanted to ask you, actually, mm-hmm. because you were one of the speakers, mm-hmm. and you used an idea mm-hmm. to use Skype to run your constituency surgeries, or some of them, not to replace
right.
it, but to augment it.
As a complementary addition to the existing ward surgeries that we do once a month that are advertised, and also street surgeries that we do as well throughout the year, particularly on a weekend and over peak holiday times when we can reach families as well. It is very complementary in addition to the existing offer that we do, and it also reaches people that I wouldn't get at a ward surgery.
It's like Heineken.
It is the Heineken effect. It's reaching the people that I would not get through a traditional ward surgery.
Now I was really chuffed to hear you talk, because I do exactly the same mm-hmm. thing. I don't use it that often, because it's not often that residents, most of my residents use Twitter and Facebook or email to communicate with me, but I do still use it. In fact, I've got a resident who's on secondment in New Zealand with his company, and he uses Skype to talk about issues that he's concerned about and so on and so forth. It's a fantastic tool.
Particularly in my ward as well, which... it has a commutable feel to it, and we have got people that are working away. It is a great way that allows me to keep in touch with residents that are working away for whatever reason, be it in this country or abroad. I've decided to use Skype, not because I wanted to exclude people first time, but Skype's available to anybody.
It's much more widely available.
It's widely available.
It's not operating system specific.
I didn't want to limit it just to Apple users. So that the advantage of Skype, it's well known, it's been around a long time, and now it's owned by Microsoft, so it's integrated now into Windows 8.
Right.
So I can only see the use of Skype increasing over the coming years. And it was interesting to see that shortly after I started formalising my Skype ward surgeries last March, there was a couple of national news items involving the use of Skype. One of particular interest to me, as I suffered from a stroke 15 years ago, a local hospital in the northwest, actually, so not far from Teesside, is actually using Skype so that on-call doctors that can actually get all the people that have suspected stroke. That can actually talk to them, look at them.
Brilliant.
So that, you know, to save the commute, but they can get the treatment fast. Now, I think that's a fabulous use of what is a scarce resource, being an on-call consultant over a wide area, an imaginative use. And also as well, Durham Police are also hosting, they announced shortly after, you know, about a month or so after I started using Skype in this way, that they were using it for beat surgeries.
Wow, I never thought of it like that. That's something.
So it is quite an imaginative use.
That's something I will take to my neighbourhood police inspector. I think he might be very interested in that. It's a great idea. Now, in your local authority, because in mine, there's not that many people using social media, or councillors using many social media. It's getting better, but it's a very slow uptake. Are you finding that as well?
In Stockton, well, in the northeast. When I first started using Twitter in 2008, for a long time I was the first member to use Twitter, certainly in the North East. In my own authority, until the last elections in 2011, I was still the only one. We now have, that I'm aware of, about 7 or 8 members that are using Twitter and other social media applications to engage with the residents.
So a unitary authority.
It's a unitary authority.
That's quite a large area you cover. I mean, in my small, well, it's not small, but compared to yours, it's probably small. We probably have 5 or 6. And most of them use it as passive users, so they're not tweeting themselves, but still using it to see what's going on. So
I would like to see more, but it's an individual view,
of course,
and it's what people feel comfortable with.
We shouldn't pressure them,
but we can only encourage and foster good working practices. And I hope events like this today will, you know, help not just members from my own authority, but throughout the country.
Right, and in your local area. Can you give me a couple of examples where, take the Skype out of the equation, but say Twitter or Facebook, where it's really helped? Just to get maybe a couple of instances where it's really helped you.
Twitter, in particular. Twitter is exceptionally useful for immediate reporting of problems out in the community. In some instances where I've had tweets from residents with pictures, so just seeing a picture, I know exactly where the fault is, or acknowledging that in 140 characters, you can't say an awful lot. But there's a lot of recent, if I was to go through my timeline, where you get an engagement. A recent example has been about changes to public transport by Arriva. And Arriva, in my view, have handled it exceptionally poorly. Enforced changes with very little public notice, and there's been quite a lot of backlash. And Arriva themselves didn't help themselves, because on Twitter I asked them for a meeting, and this was before service changes were made, to which it was publicly refused by Arriva online. That's not good. It's not good for their business model, and it's certainly not good to foster good relationships.
So we have Arriva in Surrey Heath as well. So yeah, that's interesting. Are they on Twitter, are they?
They're on Twitter. What is unfortunate about Arriva's use of social media is that it's pretty much Monday to Friday, 9 till 5. So unfortunately, if your bus breaks down at 5:15 on a Friday, you won't know about it. So that isn't. I really think Arriva need to look at their delivery of social media to be more effective and fulfilling. Such as my own authority, we have a social media team that actually man our own social media presence at Stockton Council, and that's available 7 days a week, including bank holidays.
Right, well, Councillor David Harrington, thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
And I'm going to be following you carefully. I'm going to put you on my fave follows list on my Twitter, because I'm going to be watching you carefully, because it's nice to see a cabinet member. We have cabinet members as well who are on Twitter, but probably could use it a bit better, and hopefully you might be an example to other cabinet members.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, pal.
Cheers.
Thanks.